Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ayman Said. How are you, Ayman?
Hi, Robert. Very nice to meet you, and thank you for having me in the show.
My pleasure. Ayman is the CEO of BMC Software. Now, it's about $2 billion organization, about 6,000 employees, and it's a highly competitive space, but BMC sort of has a different model. Talk about what you do.
Sure, Robert. At BMC, we believe that technology plays a key role for every business, independent of the industry it's in. It holds the potential of transforming every organization to focus on how to succeed and grow in the future. We partner with our customers to help them become autonomous digital enterprises, or we call it the ADE. An autonomous digital enterprise is one that has a digital-first mindset and uses technology to create a model, an operating model, that fosters customer centricity, fosters translating business insight into actions, and fosters business agility, how to move fast, how to be able to deal with all the changes that are happening around us in the world at an ever-increasing pace.
So I'm speaking with CEOs every day, and CEOs years ago were not as interested in technology, but now every CEO knows that their future is built on the technology. You mentioned the term autonomous digital enterprise, and it's intriguing to me, and you're saying that it's digital first. How does a company become ADE?
Great question. So think of it as a framework that describes how to leverage technology to propel the business. It's not technology for technology's sake. It's to build a resilient business model that brings you closer to your customers and enable you to use the changes, and boy, we have a lot of changes happening around us, to propel the business and succeed, not just today, but in 3 and 4 and 5 years from now. At the heart of it is the concept of actionable insights and using data. And face it, we live in a world today that is changing at a phenomenal rate. And this constant change is here to stay, and technology enables you to ride this wave and leverage it.
So when you talk about data, I was very recently speaking with a CEO of a major financial institution, and he said something that really surprised me. He said, our data is more valuable than our banking business. Do you find that is true, or do you not find that?
That is absolutely true. I think the value is the data is increasing phenomenally. We are also generating a ton more data than we ever used to or have been. When you look at worldwide now, last year we talked about how data is the currency of this century, how it's increasing in volume and in types of data. We're actually in a point now where every person is generating over 97 zettabytes of data every year. That is 21 zeros after that 97. Now, this data has a lot of value that a business can unleash, but you need to be able to parse through it, identify what data needs to be secured, and what data can be monetized and can propel the business. Being able to extract that data and turn it into insights that can make you evolve your business offering is what it's all about.
So that's the key. I'm a CEO. I have a major enterprise I'm running. Let's say I'm in healthcare or something. The key thing that I need is to start with understanding where my data is and then how to analyze it into insights. That's what you're saying. That's as far as I need to look. It sounds simple, but very hard.
So this is what becoming an autonomous digital enterprise is all about. You mentioned the example of healthcare. And the last couple of years have taught us how businesses can pivot and turn on a dime to deal with whatever gets thrown at us. You look at the COVID pandemic that we've all gone through for the last 2 years. We found new use cases for technology that customers already had. Hospital system, for example, using this technology to both gain insights into their ICU bed utilization across different hospitals, how to direct patients depending on the criticality of their cases and availability of these ICU resources in real time. In a way, they used insights and automation systems that they had for very different application to direct the flow of COVID patients during the pandemic. That's how technology can be used real time to dealing with changing world around us.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ayman Said, who is the CEO of BMC Software. This is an organization that is transforming things. And I was, in fairness, not as familiar with BMC prior to this. And then we found out about the autonomous digital enterprise, which is really fascinating to me because it seems that that's where everything's driving. So let's ask this. What I have seen is we are changing the spend on technology from before the pandemic to now. And everyone's wondering about that. And everyone's looking at their P&L, but they're seeing revenues higher. So what's really going on?
The world that we live in today is changing at a phenomenal pace. And if one thing is sure, is that change is going to continue and will accelerate. At BMC, we partner closely with our customers across various industries, from manufacturing, retail, insurance, media, pharmaceutical, oil and gas, you name it. And we track certain trends and changes. Six most profound ones we're tracking today is how we do work and how that's changing. So the future of work, the last 2 years of pandemic have shifted things from in-person and physical to virtual, and now we're in a hybrid, and it continues to evolve every day. When you look at the macroeconomic landscape around the world, the growth patterns are changing. Where the growth engines are, what economies are growing, it's all shifting. And then you see things like supply chain, almost a household word and phrase now. Every one of us in a business or in our private lives are impacted by it, supply chain shortages, disruptions, cybersecurity, and how pervasive it becomes. And it becomes almost a job for everybody, not just the CISO or the chief security officer of a business. We talked about the value of data and how there is an explosion of the amount of data we create. That data holds a lot of value for businesses and need to be utilized appropriately. Then also the increasing importance of doing things not just to propel the business, but doing it right. Focusing on corporate social responsibility, having initiatives that derive, you know, doing things the right way with inclusion, with equality, with minimizing environmental impact is becoming an expectation of every business. All these shifts are important because they control what a business, both risk and opportunity into the future is. And transformative CEOs understand the importance of technology and the role it plays in propelling their business and allowing them not just to cope with these changes, but to ride these waves of change to create value and drive more growth.
You know, I love that. When I wrote the book for McGraw-Hill Transformative CEO in 2012, I wish I had your line that transformative CEOs are driven by technology. I have a quick question. So you mentioned six, and I have future work, supply chain, cybersecurity, data, and social responsibility. What am I missing?
Economic growth shifts.
Ah, and what does that mean?
You know, the intersection of macroeconomic and social landscape, socioeconomic shifts, and the macroeconomic situation. So it's easy to look at the pandemic or the conflict in Europe as a one-time thing, but some news for you. This is here to stay and will accelerate. And if it's not one global or macro condition, it's going to be another one. But in every disruption and in every shift, there is an opportunity to be seized and for a business to ride, to create value and drive growth. I am excited, even though you hear a lot of doom and gloom predictions about economic slowdown, a hard landing or a soft landing, how deep and how prolonged an economic slowdown is. I am bullish and I'm excited about the potential of the back end of this and coming out of it the huge opportunity for growth this will offer.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show. And when we return, we're going to speak with Ayman about the culture and how you build in a technology company a great culture that's focused on doing good. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Ivan Saeed, who is the CEO of BMC Software. And we've heard a lot about how you're helping all these companies and your six fundamentals that are changing things. Let's talk about now your culture. So you have won all types of awards, like from Forbes Best Employer for Women, and I've written over 350 articles for Forbes, so a lot of credibility to their best employers for veterans. What is it you are doing to acquire talent? And maybe acquire is the wrong word. How do you inspire talent to come to BMC? And then how do you work with them and build them into the fabric of your culture?
That's a great question, Robert. And it starts at the heart of all of this. It starts with culture. We have a very unique and distinctive culture within BMC, and we're very proud of it. We make a point of celebrating it, identifying it, and at the heart of it, it revolves around an unwavering belief that doing good in the world is good for business. So we have a lot of focus on not just what we do and driving growth and value creation, but doing it the right way. We have corporate social responsibility initiatives that focus on diversity and inclusion, minimizing our environmental impact, and doing things right and driving and creating a better communities in every location, every community we operate in. Our culture has as a key tenant in the middle of it is caring and respecting for people, whether it's our employees, our partners, or our customers. This is who we are, and it guides how we move forward. We are over a 40-year-old organization, yet we've transformed ourselves and how we operate over the years. We continue to reinvent our business. We are in our own journey to become an autonomous digital enterprise.
How does that work? That's like the shoemaker fixing his own shoes, right?
Absolutely. You need to drink your own champagne or like lead by example. And there is nothing that gives me more pleasure than bringing customers in and showing them how we are doing it ourselves and how we are walking the walk, not just talking the talk ourselves as a business.
So I want to talk about unique practices. When you talk about things, I mean, like caring and respect, these are fundamentals that all CEOs I speak with every day, they want to bring these into their culture. Do you have any unique practices? Maybe you all eat pizza on Thursday or whatever it is. Maybe you send out an email to everyone. What do you as CEO do specifically that you say, this is special for us?
So it starts with getting close and staying close to our people, to our employees. It's about communication and communication flow. It's about recognizing and rewarding displays and examples of embracing culture and putting it to life in action. It's about prioritizing and recognizing that we need to have a balance between work and life and encouraging them to do that. We shut down as a company every now and then for a day that we used to celebrate and reward people to focus on their lives and focus on their passion and pursue their hobbies, their interests. We invest in them both professionally and in their career development as well as in their personal growth and well-being. And we listen, not just talk. When I say communicate, it's a two-way channel, so it's also important that you talk but equally listen to them, what their concerns, top care about, and making sure that this is a positive environment where they show up every day, be it virtual, on video conferencing, or in person in the office, doing their best and being happy doing it.
Question. So I love this idea of shut down for a day, but I'm trying to figure out logistically, you're the backbone of so many of these insurance companies, healthcare companies. How do you manage where you shut down for a day? And then tell me, in that day, what actually happens where people come out? Tell me a story of that.
So I tell you a few examples. Like, first of all, you all know how it does not work to just ask one group to shut down. Emails never stop, and everybody's constantly glued to their phone or computer, feeling the anxiety about if I don't check my email or respond to it. But if you ask everybody around the globe to take a day and take care of yourself, it forces a slowdown of this. Now, we have essential customer support and data centers and so on that run around the clock 24/7. But for the bulk and the very, very large absolute majority of the company, not only do we encourage them to power down, take care of yourself, but to share what they did on that day, to share their passions. And you see all these posts and social media and LinkedIn. It's phenomenal how diverse people are in their interests, in their hobbies, in their private life. And it's fantastic to see them spending time with their family, doing their hobbies, and sharing it.
I could hear that, your passion. It's not easy if you have 6,000 employees, how you do that as CEO. But that sounds exciting.
It is, and people really respond very well to it. As a matter of fact, we have some of our customers that have embraced this notion and started participating in it as well. So it is very interesting.
Really? So just tell me, this autonomous digital enterprise, I admit, I have never heard of this concept, but it's riveting to me because it's what every CEO really wants. Where did you first hear that? Where did that come from?
So the autonomous digital enterprise as a framework or a concept was based on our deep conviction that technology is going to evolve and play a larger role moving forward into the future.
So I'm interrupting you. This is a BMC concept.
This is a BMC concept. It's an articulation of our strategy and technology vision. So when you look at technology historically, it ran the backbone of every business, and you have systems of record that allowed every business and every industry to hum along and continue to operate. And our focus over the years was how to run it faster, cheaper, and optimization. As we look into the future, we see the evolving role of this technology. It shifts from being just a systems of record and keeps the shop running into new systems of engagement to reach different customers, to have a global reach, to deal with the change, to scale the business. As businesses build these new systems of engagement, you get new use cases for technology. In a way, the ADE or autonomous digital enterprise is a framework or a recipe of sorts of how businesses leverage technology to become more agile as a business, be able to ride waves of change and create a better outcome, get closer to customer and use that customer centricity to distinguish themselves and be more competitive, and above all, to use the data and leverage it as actionable insights that you use to evolve what you're offering as a business.
So we have time for one more question, about just 30 more seconds, but you work with 86% of the Forbes 50. That's a significant amount. If you had one sentence of advice to the CEOs of these top companies, what would that one sentence be?
Technology is the key to driving value in your future, to distinguish your business and break away from the competition.
And there you have it. Well, final, any CEO who wants to learn more about BMC, what is your website?
BMC.com.
I could have guessed that one. Ayman, congratulations on reinventing a lot of what's done with technology. And I mean, I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs. It's tremendous what you're doing at BMC, and much success ahead.
Thank you, Robert, and pleasure talking to you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome back to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bill George. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. It's great. It's a privilege to be here with you.
Yeah, and Bill, as you know, we've already interviewed before. Bill is a true icon on leadership, which is what everyone is looking to now, because the leadership paradigm has significantly changed, especially over the past few years. And what's interesting, most of you know him from Medtronic. He is also the executive fellow at Harvard Business School. But a book, True North, that he wrote and we spoke about in the past, has been revised, but completely revised, working with Zach Clayton. And now it has a digital, very now and future focus. So first, let's just, before we get to that book, just first talk about what you learned in leadership when you led Medtronic for all those years, and then what you learned from a director perspective. And I know you've been on Goldman Sachs, ExxonMobil, Target, Novartis, a lot of boards.
Well, I went through a bit of a crucible, if you will, mid-career when I was at Honeywell, because I wasn't passionate about the purpose of the company, but I was kind of grabbing for that brass ring, trying to become CEO, even changing and wearing cufflinks, which I don't wear, to try to impress everyone. And I realized I wasn't being real, and I wasn't excited about the business per se. I was more excited about the greatness of the company and the title. And I finally came to myself. I had a reconciliation. I talked to my wife and wound up deciding to go to a much smaller company in Medtronic, which then was a mid-sized company, about $750 million in sales. And it turned out to be the best decision in my life, because at Medtronic, we came together with a mission of restoring people to full life and health that everyone cared about, a set of values I could buy into. And I carried that with me for my 12 years at Medtronic and tried to spread that word to everyone I came to, and spent most of my time with employees and customers, doctors, and operating rooms. But I can tell you it was just a great opportunity. And I was privileged to be a part of a company that was growing very rapidly. I think we grew at around 18% for 20 years for my predecessor all the way through my successor. And that was an exciting time, too, because the company really came into its own. Now it's a very large company, $32 billion in sales, but still holding true to that mission of restoring people to full life and health.
So use the word, I'd say, authenticity. And you are the one who really brought the concept of True North into the lexicon of business. Talk about those concepts and what they mean today, because I think there's a significant change of importance in them.
There's a huge change going on. I can tell you back in the days, the late 1990s, early 2000s, this was not the order of the day. It was all about command and control leaders. It was mostly all white males. Who was the most powerful person in the room? Who was the smartest person in the room? Things have changed dramatically since then. And I wrote my first book, 2003, called Authentic Leadership, because I felt like we needed a new kind of leader, that you didn't have to be charismatic. You didn't have to be all powerful. You had to be real. You had to be genuine. And those days, surprisingly, this was a new idea. Today, people aren't going to work for you unless you're authentic. No one wants to work for a phony. No one wants to work for somebody who's out for himself and really is self-interested and doesn't care about other people. So today, that leadership has changed dramatically. And more recently, the crises we face with COVID, now pending, war in Ukraine and potential recession, supply chain shortages, 11 million jobs open and only 5 million unemployed, relatively speaking. So it's a whole different world. Employees have agency today. And so how you lead has to change. You have to know today, first, you have to be authentic. You have to be genuine. But you also have to lead with a deep sense of purpose. And I think the challenge of today's leaders is not making the numbers. That's a lot easier to do than it is to get everyone aligned around a central purpose and a set of values, like we were at Medtronic. And I think this is the question everyone's raising, is how can I find some place to work where I buy into the purpose and its values match my own? And if you can find that congruence, you'll have a great organization that will perform very well for the long term.
Let's talk about the concept of reputation, which is maybe the next level of authenticity. What is your take on reputation personally for the CEO, how that ties into reputation for the organization as well?
Well, the CEO today, like it or not, as I tell CEOs in our new CEO program at Harvard, you're a public figure. and your reputation, you represent the company wherever you go. Whether you like it or not, that's your job. And you have to do that with integrity. You have to do it with a clear moral compass that you know who you are and how you're leading. And people can see that. They can see your values. They can see your caliber. That shows through. And that reflects on the company. And you need to be out there and representing your company in so many different ways. So I urge CEOs to make sure that their personal lives, their activities are aligned with this sense of reputation, character, and moral compass.
You know, it's interesting because you're always the teacher. You were first the operator when you said, you know, from Honeywell, then you moved to Medtronic, and you built this authenticity. But what I'm wondering, and then, of course, you're teaching at Harvard and all the future leaders and current leaders as well. Who have you learned from? Is there any leader, especially over the past few years, who you've looked to and you said, I've learned a lot from that person?
Well, I've been blessed with having many wonderful mentors in my life. Unfortunately, a number of them died. One of them was Warren Bennis, who adopted me, who was the father of leadership, whereas Peter Drucker was the father of management. And Warren adopted me, and unfortunately, he passed away about 7 years ago. He asked me to kind of carry on his ideas about leadership. And interesting enough, a mentor does not have to be older. I've learned so much from our dean at Harvard Business School, Nitin Arya, who is my closest colleague there, about humanity, about wisdom, and about leadership. So we learn from people of all stages in life. Now I'm learning for the new leaders coming up. I can't tell you the inspiration I've had from a woman like Mary Barra at General Motors or Indra Nooyi at PepsiCo. We have some very diverse leaders who are doing a fantastic job. And so having the privilege of interviewing these people and seeing what they're doing is very inspiring, because today's leaders are very different than they were in my generation. And I think much better leaders. But honestly, it's a much more challenging job. To be a leader today is far more challenging than when I was CEO 20 years ago. So I tell leaders, you know, it's going to be rough out there. But you need to stand up and stand for something. And I get particularly upset when I see leaders who don't have that moral compass and are kind of drifting. As Jim Burke, the famous CEO of J&J, said, who recalled Tylenol, he said, without a moral compass, you will swim in chaos. And unfortunately, leaders that don't know their true north are swimming in chaos.
And when you talk about a true north, like you mentioned Mary Barra, I interviewed her about a year ago, and she was telling me a lot about her whole idea to become the most inclusive company in the world. Right now, inclusion is critical, for everyone is trying to build this whole culture. What is your take as the secret to that?
First of all, I want to say Mary Barra is a great leader. She's one of my former students before she was CEO, and I'm staying in regular touch with her. She had a really tough job pulling General Motors out of bankruptcy, but more important, changing a culture which was moribund and always looked internally, very political. And she's changed that to an outward-looking culture. She put markers down like zero defects, zero congestion, zero accidents. Pretty amazing what she has done, and inspired people along those lines. And so I think Mary is a fantastic leader. But you mentioned inclusion. I think everyone today is talking diversity, and I think it's not about diversity. We have a diverse workforce. Now the question is, how does everybody feel included? Why were women excluded for so long? What about BIPOC population? How about immigrants? Somebody like Satya Nadella is running Microsoft. We need to open the door and include everyone and offer them a sense of belonging. I feel like I really belong to this Medtronic or to General Motors, whatever your organization is, because if you don't have that, that's when you're going to see people resigning and moving to something else where they feel a greater sense of purpose.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Bill George. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America, and we're talking about the concept of True North and how it's changed. When we come back, we're going to talk about capitalism and how True North is integrated into the new capitalism model. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we are privileged to be with Bill George, who is a true iconic thought leader and practitioner on the very concept of leadership. And I want to talk about capitalism and how that ties into what you brought to the world, which is True North. And, you know, about maybe 2 weeks ago or so, I was speaking with Alan Murray, and he also has a great book out about the future of capitalism. And interestingly, he has a daily blog, one of my favorite that I read. And I read, there you are, talking about it right there. Capitalism has completely changed from what it was 30, 20, even 10 years ago. Talk about how True North ties into what you might call stakeholder capitalism, conscious capitalism. There's a lot of new names for it.
Well, first of all, I would say I'm a fervent capitalist. But I would also recognize capitalism needs boundaries. If it doesn't have boundaries, you get off track, like we had in the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, triggered by the banks collapse. And not just Lehman, but a lot of banks collapsed in that time frame. So if you don't have a sense of your true north, if you're only out to make money for yourself, your true north is who you are at your deepest level. It's your most deepest beliefs, your values and principles you lead by, and where you find joy and satisfaction in life. If you don't lead that way, you could take your company way off track and get caught up with money, fame, and power, which are the three great seducers. And we've seen so many people go that way. It's a great tragedy. But capitalism itself is the greatest wealth producer the world has ever known. Yes, I believe in philanthropy. We try to give money away, a significant amount of our net worth. But that only comes from we've been blessed with earning money through capitalism. Now, I think there's a basic problem today. One of the two great problems of the world today, climate change, income inequality. And we've seen this separation between the top and the bottom. Everyone's worried about CEO salaries, and I would admit they're very high. But the real issue is that the people doing the frontline work, the production workers, the people that serve you on places, the engineers creating products, and all the sales and service people, these are the frontline employees. They have not seen their income grow, whereas senior executives have seen theirs grow dramatically. So we've had this disparity. And I think we need to ensure through capitalism that everyone flourishes. Everyone can be middle class. As Henry said, Ford said with the Model T, going to give everyone $5 a day. But that was a lot in those days. But he wanted to make sure that people can make enough money to buy their cars. And I think we need to bring up the frontline workers and compensate them, but also realize and value them for the work they're doing, that they hold the key to the success of capitalism.
And how do CEOs know when they should speak up and when they shouldn't? If they should get involved with Ukraine on social issues? You mentioned two issues that are important to you. When should a CEO speak up, and when are they crossing the line and not representing their company?
It's the number one question CEOs ask me. When should I speak out on public issues? If you go back 20 years, no one was speaking out except maybe a handful of people. Most people felt, I'm going to keep my head down and do my job. You can't do that. Bob Chapek tried that at Disney, and he wasn't representing his own employees, and then he got caught in a backlash and a whipsaw between both sides because he didn't have a clear sense of his moral compass and he wasn't willing to speak out. Today, your employees expect you to be out there for them. I live in Minneapolis where George Floyd was murdered 3 years ago. And I remember 2 years ago, excuse me, I remember very vividly when that happened. And any CEO in this city who didn't speak out on behalf of their employees, their black employees, but all their employees, and have a plan to create a more diverse workforce, a more inclusive workforce, was not going to make it. And so CEOs are expected. But you can't speak out on everything. So I think it comes back to your mission and values. If there's a healthcare issue, the CEO of Medtronic needs to speak out on that. If it's a values issue, if your employees are being unfairly treated by external circumstances, racism and other factors, then I think you are required to speak out as CEO and be there for your customers and your employees. But you can't speak out on everything, so you have to choose the places carefully that are really important to you and your company.
So what shouldn't you speak out on?
Well, I got myself in trouble saying if I were, you know, in China, I'm not sure. I think what the Chinese have done to the Uyghurs is not good, but I wouldn't speak out on that issue as a CEO. You got to decide where you want to go on this and what's important to you. If voting rights are important, you should speak out, but you have to decide, is that important? And so I think it goes right to the heart. There's no generic speak on this, don't do it on that. You know, I know people are advising President Biden how to run the economy. I wouldn't speak out on that because I'm not an expert on it, nor do I think most CEOs are.
Okay, here is, I think, the number one question at the epicenter of everything about leadership. You talk true north about being authentic, and you say that this goes into your deepest beliefs. Now, you get caught up working as an executive 2-3 decades. Sometimes it becomes foggy to see through and ferret out what are your true beliefs. How do you dig down and find systemically what your true beliefs and your true north is?
That's a great question. I think to know your true north, you have to process your life story. You have to frame your life story so you can see it in a context, not poor me, but really understand who you are. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people try to jump into leadership and they don't know who they are. Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook's a good example of someone who's done that. Then I think we all face difficult times, what I in my book term crucibles, the most difficult time you've ever faced. I shared one of mine leaving Honeywell when I thought I was on the way to the top, but I was also miserable. And, you know, so I think we go through difficult times and we've got to own that. But it's that when everything gets stripped away, all the pretense and titles and all that and power, you realize, you look yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? And you only are helped to do that if you get feedback from people around you. And I think that's critical that you have truth tellers that will help you see who you are. Because otherwise, you have so many blind spots. You can't see yourself as you really are.
And there you have it. Bill, a real pleasure having you as a guest again on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate being here.
And everyone, you know, I will say it. You might as well go out, buy the new copy of True North. This is with Zach Clayton as well. And it's the concept, but it's very different because it's all about digital world and it's all about what's happening in leadership today. And more than anything, go back to your roots. Find out who you are, go back to your history, and be yourself.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.